The Carrie and Tommy podcast is just around the corner, and so is Christmas. But don't worry, Chemist Warehouse have you covered.
Yeah, welcome to Friday, everyone. Huge show on the way today. Jen Hawkins going to join us a little bit later on.
It's massive, but right now because I'm looking forward to the weekend for mainly one reason.
Why?
I've decided something. One of my favourite things to do on the weekend is go out to breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. And I love getting hash browns, but there's one item that they're missing and cafes never have. So this weekend I'm going to smuggle it in my handbag down to the cafe. I'm taking chicken salt for my hash brown.
Oh, really?
Heaven.
Actually, that does sound delicious.
Yes.
Chips are so much better with chicken salt. When I worked in the fish and chip shop, I would sometimes just sprinkle it into my hand and lick my hand.
That's a lot, but I'm into it.
And
if I ever see you down at the cafe just smearing your hand on a hash brown, I'll be like, that hand had chicken salt.
Also, I feel bad for the people whose fish and chips I then made after that. I was the wrapper, though, so it's fine. I was just wrapping.
I pictured you at the front.
I was so fast at wrapping.
I'm still picturing you like hip hop rapping at the front.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Chips,
you prick?
Fish and chips, because we're so busy on a Thursday night. We'd like, dung, 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 here you go, dung, 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 here we go.
It was like a race. Would you make those sound effects with your mouth? Dung, 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 here you go.
That was me rapping. Hey, coming up, something's happened in the bedroom that's keeping me up all night at the moment. We need to discuss it, but let's kick off our Friday ride.
You can find me in the club. Hit the club.
Makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club. Do you still call them clubs?
We call them
the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
The thing is so superb.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Big Moss, booty drop.
I heard a song when I was working out this morning and I hadn't heard it in so long. It doesn't feel like a workout song because it's quite slow, but it is a goodie. On Vogue, En Vogue, En Vogue, Don't Let Go.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I need help. Have you ever negotiated with the dictator?
No, I actually haven't.
No?
Which it's on my bucket list. So,
How are dictators usually negotiated with? So think of the big ones.
They send
Kim
in Dennis
Jong-un.
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
And we actually have a lunch with Dennis Rodman.
I know, but we haven't got the date booked in, do we? And I kind of need this issue resolved sooner.
I mean, I know she's out of action now, but Julie Bishop, I feel like, was always great in that
death
area.
Stare too.
Yes.
That
do you think of getting Julie Bishop involved? Which dictator is it we're talking about?
Do you think Julie Bishop would be happy to come into my bed?
Well, anything to get her over the line, I guess.
Because
do we do?
The dictator issue I'm having is in the bedroom.
Oh, walks.
Yeah, no. It's a small little dictator, little tyrant, who's almost two.
Oh.
Addie.
Oh.
So Addie's decided that she only sleeps in our bed now. She takes a long time to go to sleep, and then at night, about 40 minutes after she's finally gone to sleep, she yells out, "Cuggle mummy," and then I have to get her. She comes into bed, and that's us for the night, really.
Cuggle mummy.
Cuggle mummy, which is cuddle.
Yeah,
cuggle mummy. But and it sounds cute, but the way it's
terrifying
yelled,
because
the way it's yelled, "Cuggle mummy,"
okay,
is not very cute. Then she climbs
into
bed.
But what's wrong with that? I assume then once you've got her in bed,
she sleeps
on my
face for the night. And then I can't sleep. And then when she's ready to wake up, which at the moment is
like
when the sun's getting up.
Like on your face?
On me. Like, would be happiest if she was, what do you call it, starfish?
Yeah.
But reverse,
yes,
upside down,
on my
face.
Belly on your face.
On my face. Huh? And she has this ruggy, she has this real stinks. And so that's got to be right near her. So I've got the ruggy and her on my face.
I remember smelling Evie's when she was little, her blankie.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first time I threw up in studio.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Anyway, she then now wakes up with the sun, which I think is just shy of 5 o'clock at the moment. It's very, very early.
I got confused and I thought you were talking about Ollie. It's okay.
When she wakes up with the sun, you think of a kid in the morning. Such joyous little bundles of joy, aren't they?
Yeah.
So beautiful and so... No, this is what I wake up to. Mama! Bluey!
Bluey.
And I'm like, okay. And then I turn around and she's sitting upright looking at the TV, which is in front of us, demanding Bluey. So then I'm like trying to scrounge around working out where, you know, the remote is that we left it from the show we were watching the night before. Then she says, mate, mate, the top of her voice because she can't say remote. She can only say mate. Oh. So remember, she's only got one, possibly two words together in her language capability. She's a dictator with a few words, is what I'm saying. Then she yells moat. Then I get the TV on. Then she yells for the type of episode she wants of Bluey, so she knows them by seesaw or ice cream or whatever the episode is. So she yells at me. And if I go past it, because you know when you're scrolling on Netflix, then she barks, back, 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 until you go back to the right one. All this is happening, remember, 4:55, 5 a.m. She finally gets the one she wants. She gives a little shimmy in her bum and shimmies back to the pillow, right? It's real cute. Yeah. Yep, that's the only moment's cute. Shimmy lies down and then goes, hungry, hungry, hungry. And then you've got to get up and get her food. And then you come back and give her food. And she wants bottles, so you've got to go get a bottle. Oh, and then she settles in for a bit of Bluey, which only goes for 6 minutes. And then she bloody is the tyrant all over again 6 minutes later.
How long? Yes. Has she been tyrant like?
3 days now.
Oh, God.
And so what happens is that little thing happens every 6 minutes until I can finally go, just get up, Carrie, which is usually about 6 o'clock. For an hour, I put up with that.
Oh.
The other day she was whacking Chris in the head, like whacking him, going, moat, moat, moat. He slept through amazingly. But, so I just don't know how to negotiate with her.
Yeah. I mean, I think Dennis Rodman is good.
Option.
I think Finnergan is a good option.
Yeah.
If not.
Yeah, good.
And a lot of people will be listening and they'll be like, can Addie actually be that, like, ferocious, the picture that you've painted?
No, she is.
Him.
I'm telling you. I'm the one next to her.
I know, but we've only heard you do her. Have we got some audio of Addie there?
Okay, well, that's not what she sounds like in the morning.
No, it's terrifying. Oh, she's like a little Pol Pot. It's terrifying.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Time for this. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same, same,
but backwards. It's your primitive land, yeah. I've lost my skill.
So exciting, too, that it's a double points round.
It's not. You did this last year and it didn't work in your favour. Remember, I won the entire year, so don't start adding double points rounds.
There's plenty of time left, mate. 19-16.
I believe it is a double points round, though,
according
isn't it, Jesse?
We make the rules, mate.
No, Jesse's the boss.
Jesse's definitely not the boss.
Wow. I mean, all of a sudden it became a double points round.
Sonia.
Oh, Jesse, I'm not sleeping at the moment because Addie's up all night and my brain is so slow that I've just been losing.
Sorry, Jess, but if you want to play the first song, that'd be great. Tommy. Katy Perry Raw. Double points round, that's when he comes to play.
Alrighty, song number two.
Tommy.
Have you pre-listened to these?
No. I promise I haven't. It's Just Dance, Lady Gaga. Just
Dance. You stitched. This is a stitch-up.
It's not.
You have pre-planned
this. I swear
this.
On my life.
No one spoke to me about a double points round. I didn't agree.
Oh, she's
you
cracked.
You pre-heard the songs and now you're just going to go bam, 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 bam.
I promise I'm
that's what it is, Johnny. I don't know who it's by, though.
Okay, song number three to stay in the game, Bickmore.
Tommy.
Oh, my God.
Started from the bottom, now we're here, Drake. Double points, baby!
So what does that mean it is now?
Hmm?
18-19.
We're getting close. Oh. Just down the business end of the season. Turns up when it matters.
It's made me very cross.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Such great savings at Chemist Warehouse. The hint is in the name because it's warehouse.
Yes.
Don't trust somewhere that's called Chemist Cupboard. They'll only have a few things. They'll be so expensive.
They've got so much stuff like Giorgio Armani, Code for Men, Giorgio Armani C. I love that. Chloe by Chloe, Jimmy Choo, Parker Rabin. I'd never say that right. Rabane.
I don't know. There's a pronunciation thing at the bottom of the sheet. And to be honest, it doesn't
Invictus,
make it any
Invictus, 100 mil, $89.99. Hey, coming up. Imagine Sunday afternoon, you're just hanging out. All of a sudden, the cops call you.
Mm.
They ask you if you committed a crime that morning. Not you, my friend.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I was with him.
Sunday afternoon for them last week. We're going to talk to them later in the show.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon, we are doing Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. And guys, I reckon today's prize is one of the best.
You make me want to say...
Oh, my God!
This film's just begun.
Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
That's my heart goes.
This is the sort of thing the rich and famous get.
Yes.
Just day spas whenever they want it. What do you want to do on the weekend? Let's go for a day spa. You can be like that. You can go for free day spa treatments for an entire year.
What's that mean, Bickers?
That means $350 per month's worth of day spa treatments.
How much is that in total?
$4,200 a year worth of sitting back.
Yeah.
Sipping on a champers as someone massages your pressure
points. Can you drink champagne while someone massages you?
I'm sure you could. Yeah, well, you can have a champagne before you go in there.
I just imagine trying to drink it through that head hole they make you put
yeah,
your
Yeah, okay, maybe not at that point.
No, you get a really long straw.
throwing it up into your head, trying
to... Oh, that'd be fun, Jess. You just put it on the ground with a really long straw.
Jesse, that is where me and you differ. I was trying to throw it into my mouth. And
you were daintily sipping it, yes. Who have we got today? We've got parcel number 17392.
We are dialing.
Oh, Natasha, are you at work?
Yeah, sorry, who's this?
Natasha, it is Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm going to start crying.
How would you feel if I told you you have won free day spa treatments for an entire year?
Are you serious, Carrie?
$4,000 worth of day spa treatments, babe.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Hey,
thank you. Sorry. I've just had a really bad week, guys. I got my house. My house just got robbed. Just had a really bad week.
Oh, are you in at work now at the childcare
centre? I am. I'm a kindergarten teacher, so I'm at work at the moment.
Sounds like a massage and making you forget about all that crap for a bit might be nice.
That's amazing. Thank you, guys.
Oh, I hope your week gets better from here on in, Nat. All the best with everything.
Great. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Nat. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
It is our absolute pleasure. It is as easy as that, guys. If you want to register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail and put yourself in the running for some incredible prizes. We've already given away over $150,000 worth. Just download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Friday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Now, guys, the other day on the show, we learnt what ASMR is, right?
I've forgotten already. Oh, tell me again.
I can't remember what it stands for, but it's the thing where they...
Yes. You can't open with that and then not be able to tell us again what it's.
It's like going, hey, we all know, and then going, no, none of us do.
But Carrie does it really well with the...
Don't try and distract. Find out what it means.
Audio sensory Mediterranean...
Mediterranean?
Yes. Metropolitan reindeer.
Jesse's Googling.
We got
autonomous sensory meridian response.
That's what we all learned the other day. That was good. Yep.
Anyway.
Bickers, can you repeat? What was it?
Autonomous
we don't
sensory
Mediterranean.
But it's pretty much the thing where people make really like kind of soft, subtle noises and then turn the volume up. Yeah.
Whoa, that's a lot, that one. That was a lot. That's quite soothing. Yeah, I'm into it.
That's all we were going to do for this break, so thanks, Vickers.
Why is our producer Sonda tipped her head back like she's just... Like she sometimes enjoy that, Sonda.
Because she sometimes panics that her boobs aren't in the Zoom shot, and so she just does a readjustment. Yes.
Oh. And now I'm seeing her crotch as well. Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh. Sonda, can you do that again, but can you breathe into your microphone?
I'll make the noise. You make make the visual.
Okay.
Yes, Jesse.
Oh, why are you doing it?
No one can see, and it's this is inner.
That's right. I'll do the, for people who can't see, I will do the description of what it is.
No, I just don't think we need to
do grabbing both her boobs and circling them in a counterclockwise direction. Yep. As Carrie makes the noise.
Okay, Jesse.
So what I thought we'd do is I'd grab some ASMR sounds and you guys have to tell me what's actually making that noise.
Oh, right. They're not people. Well, is it not always a person that makes the noise?
No, there's things like cutting stuff.
Is an ASMR thing?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Okay.
But the theme for this...
Jess, have you taken almost 2 minutes to say, hey, guys, we're doing secret sound?
Yeah, guys, pretty much. Okay, but the theme for this is that one of the elements is always hot metal. Okay, so you have to tell me what the other thing is, all right? You ready?
Yeah, this is this is a worry because we follow the same Instagram pages.
Oh, no.
So it's molten metal being poured into things.
Oh.
And I think that was probably ice.
Ah, look at you go. I feel like you might know all of these
I
now.
I don't understand what any of what... It's molten metal being poured into ice.
Yeah, so this guy superheats metal, so it's pourable.
Yep.
So it's like liquid copper or whatever.
Yep.
And then pours in, and because it burns everything that it touches.
That's the noise when it hits ice. How amazing is that? Yeah.
And it's really cool because it goes down into the middle of it and then it starts to melt from the middle out. And so then like the bottom, the arse will just give way and like a pool, like an above ground pool collapsing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here's number two.
With a snipper?
No.
That's me going.
I thought that was you after eating dried apricots. Isn't that what happens then?
Not dissimilar.
I think that was kids' sludge, that green slime.
Oh.
Isn't that something to do with metal, though?
Mm. Yeah, so metal gets poured into that.
Yeah, so what's the metal going into?
Okay.
I'll give it to you again.
I think I understand. So, again, this is the same molten metal being poured into something.
Yes.
Something hot? Saucepan?
No, the metal's hot.
I give up. I don't understand.
What was that one? What was
that one's mayo.
Oh, mayo. That's
mayo?
Right.
Yeah. You guys aren't making sense. This is a dumb game.
Yeah, well, it's easy because I've seen the video.
Son, to do something with your boobs again.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Life is all about setting goals, right? I love setting a goal and
it's
working towards it.
It's very inspirational.
Yeah. It's here. Take a knee, everybody. I've got some words. Jesse and I, our button monkey on our show here. Jesse, show the people your skills. Give us a sound effect. Oh.
So wow. Slow, mate.
Did you
Come
round
on.
All those people
Show
up
us
to
your
clap?
Skills. Give us something. Go.
God.
Don't swear. So Jesse
and I. But Jesse is incredibly motivating. That's one thing you taught us last week.
Yes, so Jesse and I have started swimming and we've set ourselves a really lofty goal. Before the end of the year, we want to swim out to this boy that the old ladies, there's this group of old ladies that are like 80 and really swimming away from death. And they every morning swim out to this boy marker and then onto the next one and then back into shore. We're just going to try and get out to the boy marker and back. So we're going to almost
do what the 80-year-olds do.
Yes, that's correct. And then we're going to get to the point where we can almost do it.
I feel like, but Jess, you're from WA. Swimming should come naturally to you.
I don't think am the weak link in this
team. Yeah, I agree. I feel like Jesse could almost do all of that already.
Here's where I think we have a bit of a rat in the team. Because Jesse and I went for a swim this morning. Now, I'll admit, it was only our second swim. And a lot of it involves Jesse swimming in the shallows while I walk behind him, right? Because I can't swim very well. So as I watch the old ladies roar past us. So we did that this morning, and then I overheard Caitlin, our producer, say earlier, what did you say, Caitlin?
I said that Jesse had said that he'd gone for a 500-metre swim this morning.
Now, Bickers, you know how far I can swim, and it's not 500 metres, is it?
So Jesse's lying, or Jesse's swimming secretly without you?
No, Jesse's putting mayo on it for the team, hoping that these two worlds don't intersect and I don't hear what he's been bragging to the team about.
But why do you have a problem hearing that you swam 500 metres? Shouldn't you be going, yeah, we did?
But we didn't.
I know, but I'm saying it's not like he said Tommy can't swim. He talked you up. He said you can do something more than you can do it. Just go with it, mate.
Okay.
I don't know why you're telling me you can't do what the 80-year-olds will do. I'm never going to see it.
Okay, then we've done it.
Yes, good.
Okay.
Awesome. Set your new goal. Okay. Life's all about goal
hey,
setting.
You know that next goal we're going to set? I've already done that too.
Cross the Atlantic.
Done.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, we first met our next guest as a supermodel, and now she's gone on to become a super mogul of almost everything. She's got a brand new Vita Bubs range, also has a Sessions tequila.
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Well, I think one would often lead to the other. Please welcome Jen Hawkins. G'day, Jen.
Hi. Hello. I don't actually own Bubs, Vita Bubs. I'm just their ambassador.
According
but I do own Session, the tequila.
Oh, is it Sessions?
Yeah, Session, yeah.
Oh, yep. My gosh, I'm
the
such a bogan.
The in us going, Sessions tequila.
That's okay. Heaps of people do it. It's fine. No worries. How are you guys?
Look, we're great. Does that make you frustrated when you go to the like effort of naming something that sounds a bit exotic and has a bit of top shelf to it, and then an idiot like me just goes Sessions?
No, it's all good because it's like half half. Some people say it right, and then some people, you know, balls it up like you. But it's fine.
That's not said enough.
Do you ever find yourself in a drinking session, even just dropping into the Sessions after five or six sessions?
I haven't had five or six tequilas and Session in a long time. I'm a new mum. Carrie, am I right?
Oh my God. Oh, mate. My kids are a year older than yours and I'm not sleeping. How's your first year with Frankie Bean? Are you getting much sleep?
I didn't get it. No, not at all. But then she hit teething at about 8.5 months and then that was just all out the door. So her sleep was terrible. But she's just started sleeping through and it's like I'm getting up every morning with a trumpet. I'm going, what is
hey,
this?
I want to bring you down, right? But I had that for 6 months and now she's decided she's sleeping in my bed and awake at 4:50. So don't blow the trumpet too loudly is all I'm saying.
See, I think that's going to happen because she's already kind of poking her head up and like, I want to come in with you in the morning. Totally. It's so hard. Like I absolutely love the cuddle.
I'm love the cuddle too. Cuggle, as Adelaide says at the moment. Cuggle.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you were so so brave opening up a few years ago about your struggle with getting little Frankie into your world and how it almost broke you at times. Do you just look at her sometimes in disbelief?
Yes, I do. It's just, you know, when the hard times are there, that's what it almost gets me through because you look at her and go, I get to do this. Like, this is like such a blessing, honestly. May not have happened. So it's really a way that I just kind of step forward all the time. You know, it's so much fun, motherhood, but also there are hard times too. So I just am super grateful, to be honest. Yeah.
Jen, I say this working with one of the busiest women in Australia from day to day. And so I see what goes into that. But I also feel like you're in the same category of working nonstop and in so many different fields. Is it ever frustrating because you started out in modelling? I feel like that's an area that people often dismiss and they just go, oh, all you are is incredibly good looking. Did you find that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Worth a shot. See you, Jen.
No, sorry, but not at all because I've never really classed myself as a model. I won Miss Universe. Amazing. I've, you know, had businesses after that. And now this last year, I haven't been that busy, to be honest. I've been a full-time mum and I've had a bit of work. And then obviously Bubs, you know, I signed on with them at the back, closer to Frankie's first birthday. And it's nice to kind of dip my toes in. You would know this, Carrie. It's kind of like you get a bit of mum guilt. Do I go back to work? When's the right time? So it's kind of, it's been really nice to have a break from work because I was go, 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 like all the time. Yep, I'll do that. Yep, I'm going to do that. And it's just nice to just be and just be a mum. Like I've kind of dreamt of it. So it's nice to actually do that.
What's been your favourite bit about this year? What sort of stuff do you just love doing with Frankie?
Just in the mornings, like, you know, the cuddles,
Breastfeeding was very hard in the beginning, but I find that very like nurturing and lovely at times if she doesn't bite my nipple off. Going for, out for walks, just the smallest things are just so lovely. And just the things that aren't perfect. Like it just makes life so interesting. You know, the spews and the poos and the, like, I left a dirty nappy under my husband's pillow one night just for a joke. And I just, it's like, when do you do that before kids? You can't just leave it, your own poo under. Like,
I mean, certainly not.
No, I'm joking. But I just mean, it really does break down your walls and it's just, nothing's perfect.
I've just had a few sessions and I've left a turd under your pillow. Enjoy that, babe.
Who doesn't, you know, everyone does that. No.
Is Jake obsessed with Frankie?
Oh my God. Yes. It's so, it's nice to see when they're smitten and like just, it's next level love, isn't it? When you respect them so much. Oh, I love it.
Has it changed your relationship? Because I can imagine that it would have been such tough times for you getting to this point that the dynamic now would be so lovely having, even though you're tired and all of that, having that joy there between you two.
Yeah. It's, there's another layer, lots of layers, you know, but those harder times really did make us come together as a little team, and so that made us step forward as a couple, really. It's next level, isn't it? You have
it
a family and then it's like you're a little team.
Are a team, and you're also a team with Bubs Australia. Talk to us about what you're doing with them.
Like I said, I was having a break and then I was already using their product. They popped up and approached me. And I went, okay, this is a sign. So honestly, I was using their product already. I give Frankie their little pouches as well as my own puree and their little rusks because she's teething. And they're just a really lovely company to work for, to be honest, really organic fit. So, it's really nice.
Jen, you're absolutely fabulous. All the best with it. It's really great to have you on. I feel like we haven't spoken to you in years. So great to chat.
And can I just say, your new haircut and vibe, like your new haircut is like amazing. Sometimes people cut their hair and you go, ooh, no. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Would you tell me if you didn't like it? Let's be honest. No one's going to go, oh, no.
I wouldn't have brought it up, that's for sure. I just go, I'm going to leave that one.
Thanks. I wish I'd done it years ago. But thanks, Jen. Great to chat.
You too. Bye.
The Vita Bubs Reigns is available from Chemist Warehouse now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie and Tommy.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
I have some great news for you. Do you remember earlier in the week you brought us the story of the helicopter that crashed?
Oh, my gosh. One of the best stories ever, because the helicopter crashed, landing on the helipad, the ambulance helicopter, and then
it was transporting
a heart. It's a miracle. Everyone's fine and the heart's fine, and then the doctor went to carry the heart and tripped over and spilled the heart on the floor. Still fine.
Yeah. It was a comedy of errors, which has ended in a Californian hospital announcing they've managed to complete the successful heart transplant. There is a recipient with that heart inside them doing well as we speak. They haven't tripped over yet.
Do you reckon you want to know? Do you want to know if that you're that person the heart that you got that one?
Yeah. Bad things come in threes. Is that what you say? Maybe that means that it'll be quite a stable heart.
Would you catch a helicopter with that person?
The person with the heart in it. Yes, I wouldn't catch it with the guy that was flying the original helicopter because he clearly can't fly. Good news if you are a fan of Emily in Paris. Have you seen Emily in Paris?
No. I know what you're talking about.
It didn't strike me that you would have seen Emily in Paris.
It's some show that I can't tell if it's really good or really bad.
I really liked it, but I don't think it was amazing. I just really liked it. A lot of people have said, oh, it's not very good. It's like, not everything has to be really good.
Is it trash?
It was just trash. It was a bit like, you know, I had my obsession with Younger earlier in the year. It was a bit like that. I just wanted to gobble it all up.
Yep.
And some people liked the fashion in it. I didn't really even care for the fashion in it, to be honest. Some people liked Paris because there was a backdrop of Paris in it. I didn't really care for that either. I just really liked the show.
Mate.
Anyway, it is coming back for a second season, which will make people very,
very, very
happy.
Is
she still in Paris or is Emily somewhere else?
No, I think if it's still called Emily in Paris, I reckon she might still be in Paris.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. I didn't realise that Emily in Emily in Paris is Phil Collins' daughter.
Mm, yes. I told you that.
I know.
Sorry.
I was telling the people in case they didn't know either.
Sometimes I've just got to quickly decide whether I pretend to find out for the same time.
I just be real, you know? That's okay. What I love about you.
Yeah, in that case, I've seen every episode of Emily in Paris.
And finally, coronavirus. You know how they say that it makes you lose your sense of taste?
Yes.
And that sometimes that sense of taste doesn't come back for a long, long time, that you lose it for quite a while. A TikToker has posted a video, Russell Donnelly. His TikTok is at Rusted Like Mustard. He's now, he's now had 13 million views of this TikTok video. He says he's currently COVID positive and he can't taste anything. And he said, everyone keeps telling me to try and eat nasty stuff. So I thought I would try and eat the stuff and see whether I really can taste it. He tries onion, lemon juice, a whole range of things. Have a listen.
So here's an onion. Shot of lemon juice. And garlic paste. Oh, that, nothing. This is a crazy virus.
That's so much better than what I thought you were going to say.
What do you mean?
I thought it was going to be awful.
No, but he can't taste anything, so it can't be awful or good. It's just nothing.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yes. I just didn't know it was going to be food things.
What was he going to try? Where does your mind go? I know where it went. It was just a rhetorical expression. You need to point it out to me. Why would someone taste that?
I don't know.
As the real ultimate test.
I don't know.
I reckon you'd get more than 13 million views if you tried that. You'd probably get banned from TikTok too.
Yeah, you would. And then everybody would call you that for the rest of your life.
Rusted like mustard.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you said earlier in the show that it was going to be coming up. It was going to be coming up about your mate who had the cops called and I'm still dying. I don't know what happened.
This guy had spent the morning with his kids. Nothing untoward had happened, he thought, until the cops called him that afternoon and accused him of a crime. We're going to chat to him next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Something happened to a guy I know on the weekend. We're not going to use his real name. We're going to use a fake name. So let's go with Paul.
I don't think you have to mention when you're using a fake name. I think that's part of the thing.
Oh, well, either way, we're going with Paul. I need Paul to tell you all what happened to him on the weekend. Yeah. Paul, are you there?
G'day, I'm Kay. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Did you pick Paul or did we pick Paul?
Look, I'm happy with Paul. Paul's fine. It's not too far off my real name, Peter. But, probably shouldn't. I just went there, didn't I? Yeah.
I think together we've made a real crack team of this.
Is this where we end the conversation or should I?
That's up to you, whatever your name is.
Yes, indeed. Paul it is.
Paul, talk to us. What happened on the weekend? You're out with the kids, yeah?
I was out with the kids going for a walk in a local park with my wife and little boy and little girl. And on the return leg, my little son, Paul Jr., decided to pick up a bit of a stink. So he didn't want to get back to the car as easily as I was planning. He had a bit of a tantrum, as they do. And when they're that little, he's only four, it kind of pick him up like a rugby ball and carry him off to the car and put him in his child seat, buckle him in. And so we went home, and about an hour later, I got this curious call, and the senior constable Pauline from the local police station starts to ask some probing questions and, you know, have you been down at this park recently? Do you drive this car with this registration plate? And I'm like, oh, yes, what have I done wrong? And so in a nutshell, she's asked me whether I've recently abducted a child.
Okay, hold on. I feel like you've brushed quickly over the putting of the child in the car. Really paint the picture of what was happening as you dragged Parker from the grass oval into the
car.
There were tantrums. It didn't quite have it as easily as I may have said. The little fella decided to plonk himself on the grass, and he was wearing this little backpack And so the backpack had this very convenient carry handle at the top of it. And so I had my coffee in one hand and I grabbed the strap of the backpack in the other. And he was having a ball, mind you. He was giggling away as I was dragging the little fella across the lawn toward the car. So I guess from, any third party might think that this doesn't look entirely normal.
Paul, was there duct tape involved?
No, not for this one.
So I have so many thoughts when I hear this. First of all, I think that is awesome. That is awesome that's what someone has done. Call police. Police have actually followed it up because that would be the worst case scenario.
Of course.
But then my mind goes to, of course, but then my mind goes to, is that how they normally deal with people that have abducted a kid? Do they just say, hey, did you abduct the kid? And then when the person says no, they go, all right, have a great day.
Well, that was the funniest thing about it. So essentially I said, have you abducted anyone lately? And I said, well, no, not today. And that was pretty much where it was. Left.
It's a real trust system, isn't it?
It is.
Can't be a child thief and a liar.
But also, did you see anyone watching you at the time? Because why didn't that person then intervene?
You would wonder. No, I didn't. You'd think they might come up and say something. But, who knows who it was that placed the call. But as you say, Carrie, I understand why they didn't. It's better they do than not, but
absolutely.
Curious line of questioning from the constable. Have you abducted anyone lately? not today.
Did they then get the dungeon? Did they then get historical with it? Did they say, "Well, have you ever abducted?"
No, didn't. We didn't get that close and personal. It was like, well, thanks for taking the call. And what I actually did then, I had the police woman on the phone, and Paul Junior was out the back, and I took the phone to him, put the constable on speaker, and I said, "Look, the police have called Paul Junior because you weren't listening to Mummy and Daddy, and someone saw that you were having a tantrum, and they've reported you." And that put the frighteners on him. So hopefully he'll be a little better behave next time.
Is this all just a ploy to get your kid to behave himself?
Yeah. It's not a bad idea, but no, I wish I hadn't thought of it.
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware, but your son is actually at my house now being cared for. So we've abducted him while you go for your afternoon with your mates.
I was told, thank you, Carrie. I won't be making a call to the police to investigate.
No, great. Thanks, Paul. Have a good afternoon.
You're very welcome. I hope he behaves. Thanks again.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Friday afternoon, Carrie and Tommy, the end of another big week, guys.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling wrapped, to be honest.
Yeah. Because it was a big week. Got rid of your mullet. That would have made you feel wrapped.
Oh, actually, that made me a bit raw.
Yeah.
Raw and cold. But
it looks good now. You should be wrapped with what it looks like now after you went to Carrie's Cuts.
Carrie's Cuts left a scar on the back of my head.
Did I?
Yes.
Well, that's because you jerked your head.
I didn't jerk my head. That's my head. You jerked my head.
No, you jerked your head while I was trying to raise you.
Razor is so aggressive. Come into Carrie's Cuts, we'll razor you, you jerk head. No, but I'm aside from that, which I've kind of suppressed my memory of, I'm wrapped because we did a talk topic about people who are too hot because we were talking about this woman in the States who's too hot, so she's been kicked off Tinder. It's a horrible affliction. And I thought, will anybody call? Not only did we get a caller, we got Bill, the greatest caller. Are you too hot, Bill?
That's an understatement. I am way too hot for absolutely anybody. I've got a mirror in front of my bedroom and I wake up and I'm like, holy, no swear words. I am way too hot. And I'm thinking, is this a dream? And I'm like, am I still living a dream? And then I do everything about my day and then I come back and I'm like, am I still in my dream? So, I don't know. I don't know if it's the monobrow. I don't know if it's the mullet.
Bill, have you been banned from Tinder?
I'm just too good for it. So I don't know if one of those app producers have to develop something, but I still think...
Just an app for just super too hot.
Bill.
Just Bill.
We call Bill.
I don't know how to explain it, but if you think you're not hot, then you probably aren't because you're not Bill.
He's fun.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Bill. Speaking of too hot, I've got to say I'm raw this week. That an off-air conversation that
hang on.
What?
You're going to let Jesse finish the show for
that? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that'll make me rap.
You usually don't do that. You usually whisper to me just before we go on air, make Jesse in the middle.
No, I want to end on a high. And this is not a high because I'm raw. Letting Jesse I'm cut finish. That our off-air conversation about Kevin Costner made its way on air.
There's a series called Yellowstone that everybody's watching at the moment.
I'm watching it. Kevin Costner.
Yes. So you said, I believe you said Wood so Bang was what
okay.
you said.
Off-air.
Oh, sorry. What? Are we on? I'm so sorry, mate. I did
He's
not.
Delightful,
sorry, I thought we were
it?
Chatting.
Delightful.
Kevin Costner's really come back around. I would never have old Kevin Costner.
No, mate, we're on.
But now older Kevin Costner. Yes. Right in my hitting zone.
Right in my hitting zone. Implies that you hit in that zone quite a bit.
No, but you know I...
Yes.
I have
a
thing for...
Yes, the Malcolm Turnbulls of the world.
Okay. So start listing them all.
What do you mean, John Howard?
That was in a dream, not real life.
Oh, sorry. Malcolm Turnbull was real life.
I have great dreams. I was just thinking about one I had last week. I'm not going to name the name because you'll say it on air, but it was a goodie.
What happens? Do you just watch Question Time as you're dozing off?
No, they come out of nowhere, my dreams.
Well, that was too much information.
What?
Jesse, how are you?
Mate, your complaining earlier on is actually pretty apt for why I'm so raw this week because you and I went for a swim.
I thought we were going to end on a high.
No. Okay. You got a bone to pick here.
I thought he was rapt about something. You're raw as well. We're all raw.
Because
I was rapt.
Oh, you were rapt. We should have ended on you.
We went for a swim earlier on in the week and you are a notoriously bad swimmer. And I tried to make you sound better than you were to the team, and you still threw me under the bus.
Here's where I think we have a bit of a rat in the team. Because Jesse and I went for a swim this morning. Now, I'll admit, it was only our second swim, and a lot of it involves Jesse swimming in the shallows while I walk behind him, right? Because I can't swim very well. So as I watch the old ladies roar past us. So we did that this morning, and then I overheard Caitlin, our producer, say earlier, what did you say, Caitlin?
I said that Jesse had said that he'd gone for a 500-metre swim this morning.
Now, Bickers, you know how far I can swim, and it's not 500 metres, is it?
So Jesse's lying or Jesse's swimming secretly without you?
No, Jesse's putting mayo on it for the team, hoping that these two worlds don't intersect and I don't hear what he's been bragging to the team about.
But why do you have a problem hearing that you swam 500 metres? Shouldn't you be going, yeah, we did?
But we didn't.
I know, but I'm saying it's not like he said Tommy can't swim. He talked you up. He said you can do something more than you can do it. Just go with it, mate.
Okay.
Stab
How
me
far
in
did
the
you
back,
swim
mate.
This morning?
5K.
Amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now.
At carrieandtommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get their Christmas shopping done. For Christmas gifts everyone will love, head to the home of big brand fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.